Good morning and welcome to Jew in the City Speaks with your host, Allison Josephs, also known as Jew in the City. It has been a rough several months for the Jewish community, coming off of a rough several years for the Jewish and worldwide community. News from the last couple weeks were, unfortunately, violent attacks against visibly dressed Jews. There was an Orthodox Jew who was shot down in front of his dentist's office in San Diego recently. There were stabbings and attacks in Paris from a man leaving services over Shabbat, a stabbing in Zurich. It's kind of getting a little bit rough out there. And combined with the onslaught of hate online, it's a lot for the Jewish community to take on. But we are trying to find the bright lines, the good news within all of the terror and panic. And you have to look for the helpers, as Mr. Rogers says. And so a helper, an unexpected helper that I want to tell you about today is someone who you may know from the movie Jerry Maguire or Stuart Little. His name is Jonathan Lipnicki. He was a child star and grew up to be an adult actor. And today he's an actor and producer. And he's also a proud Jew. And he's part of a beautiful project that is helping Jews be safer walking home from shul on Shabbos. So Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
You know, I have to say, besides the so much emotional, you know, just all the feelings, the rage and sadness and a lot of negative feelings, one of the best parts of where we are today in the world is finding about all of these people who I did not know were Jewish and discovering all these proud Jews and finding ways to work together. So I didn't know until I heard about your Shabbat Angels program that you were even Jewish. So tell us about your Jewish background growing up. Where did you grow up? How did you grow up?
Yes, so I grew up in Westlake Village, California. Was bar mitzvahed, went to Hebrew school, you know, did all the normal Jewish things. And it's always been an important part of my identity and something I've never shied away from. Even though it's been difficult. And I think people forget that when you talk to non-Jews, that we grew up even with, you know, having armed guards at our local synagogue for the high holidays. It's always been something that's been creeping there. I think that people forget that when now it's, you know, so much in the zeitgeist. I've had a lot of friends reach out really since 2021. I believe I could be wrong dates wise, but March 2021 is really when we started, especially doing this, you know, walking people to and from the synagogue. Yeah, I moved, so I haven't been, you know, involved with LA doing that. But it's been there, right? And now it's just disgustingly bad. I really tried in earnest telling people how bad it was getting in 2021. Some people listened, a lot didn't. And being that it has been an important part of my life growing up, and I've been very sensitive to this stuff as well as vocal, it's been rough feeling not listened to, and then people being like, wow, I didn't realize how bad it is, and like the same people I told, you know. And but it's been great, like you said, finding community with others who are in entertainment who feel the same way. And it's definitely been exhausting for us all, right? And it's been a very emotional time, but being as that, you know, has been an important part of my life for as long as I can remember, I'm here for the marathon, right? And hopefully things can get better, or at least we can gain more allies in, you know, this difficult time.
So you're referencing this began in 2021. That was the last time there was, you know, a conflict in Israel. And yeah, I think to our surprise here in the States, it led to violence against Jews here. And, you know, a point that David Baddiel brings up is that to assume that, you know, a Jew anywhere in the world has a responsibility, you know, or a connection to Israel automatically is kind of a racist notion. Now, look, many Jews do. I'm someone that does. But, you know, for a conflict thousands of miles away to affect safety or well-being, of Jews, you know, who thought that we were safe, who thought that things were okay in the U.S. is certainly alarming. How did this Shabbat Angels program start? Because, you know, I am seeing post October 7th, a real sense of kind of the denominations of the Jewish community melt away in large part. And I think it's because we see how much hatred there is from without that we can't really sort of focus on the things that divide us or the ways that we disagree, because we kind of all have that sense that like we're being attacked together and we'll either rise together or fall together. But pre-October 7th, I have not noticed so much sort of sensitivity or understanding between the different denominations. So the very fact that, you know, you got involved with a group that's walking, I would say it's basically Orthodox Jews home from shul. Mm-hmm. Kind of like what was your experience with the community up until that? I will just confess right now, I was raised to be a proud conservative Jew, and I was not given the best information or opinions about the Orthodox community. So did you have any interactions with them? You know, did you have any preconceived notions?
Very brief. You know, I came into it pretty open-minded, but I had had, you know, brief interactions before 2021. What happened was there's this, and you may have seen him, you may follow him, Remy Franklin, good friend of mine. He started having people over for Shabbat in 20, probably tail end of 2020, maybe, you know, really small groups during COVID. It's towards the tail end of when it was really, really bad. So maybe it's 2021. I forget that timeline at this point. It all went by in a weird way. But, you know, we started getting together for Shabbat. There was an attack at Sushi Fumi. It was in LA. And that was a big one that there was some other, you know, there were Orthodox Jews being harassed and chased off the road. And Remy, it was really his brainchild. He said, hey guys, like we could do something about this. You know, we could drive hate out. Really what it has to do with is numbers, right? Showing that you're not scared. The Orthodox community, they don't have their cell phones on them. There's no way for them to call anyone. They are an easy target for that reason. So Remy decided, hey, it's time to organize something. I was probably number one on his, you know, of people he called, and we started working towards getting a WhatsApp group together, and we had a lot of people volunteer quickly, and we started just standing outside the synagogues, walking people to and from the synagogue, organizing that, you know, the week leading up with Rabbi Yossi Alfort of Magadam, which is a private security company in LA for the Jewish community. And raising awareness, right? And at first being that I never really like bringing attention to something that I'm doing that I think you should just do because it's the right thing to do, I didn't talk about it for the first few weeks. And then the LA Times came by and I happened to be the guy on guard. And so there's a picture of me in the LA Times talking about it. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'll roll with it a little bit. I mean, I'm not going to like make too much of a fuss because I don't do things for attention. I do it because, you know, it was something that was close to my heart. And then there was a post that we were putting up that were getting deleted by Instagram. You know, there's all these, whether it's people, I don't know exactly what it is, people complaining enough about your post because they are anti-Semitic to where you get flagged or whatever it may be, they were getting deleted. And I was like, well, you know, I'm just going to use my voice and talk about it. And so I started talking about it leading with, there was a young boy who was walking home with his mother who got drive-by paintballed by someone who was screaming anti-Semitic things at him. And that, you know, I knew the boy, I got to know him and his mom and his family. And that really hit, and that made me really angry. So then we brought some attention to it. We were starting to get a lot of momentum anyway of people in our WhatsApp group. And we were spending our weekends doing that. And, you know, it really, when you show solidarity and you show strength, people who hate people aren't the bravest people in the world. When you start having a bunch of guys just standing outside the synagogue, walking people home, a lot less occurrences started happening. Now, granted, there still was people come by, they scream mean things at you. They do things like that. They they still were definitely there. But I think that the more solidarity you show and the more you're not afraid to, you know, point it out when you see it, the better we're going to be, because there's, you know, we have our enemies, but we also have a lot of people who are scared to be Jewish now, or, you know, feel they need to assimilate. And that is not the way to go. That's not smart. We have to be able to organize and be together, because if we have infighting from within our communities, or we have people who are downplaying it, or they're ignoring it, that doesn't really help the cause either. And I think that there is just, you know, there's right and wrong, and a lot of communities get attention when there's hatred, and some don't. Some it's not as, you know, I don't want to say popular, but I guess that's the only word I can think of right now for certain communities, the Jews being one. The Armenians don't get a lot of attention when it comes to their causes. There are certain causes that are just overlooked, mm-hmm. or downplayed, and we are definitely one of those causes. So we organized, we started doing that. We're still in the WhatsApp group. I'm not in LA. There are people still kind of on call if there's somebody who needs to be somewhere, especially after October 7th. I was organizing some calls with friends for people who needed in LA, whether they were an elderly couple or elderly person who wanted to walk to the synagogue. People are rightfully scared in this time, and it seems like every single week there's something, multiple somethings, you know, like you were just speaking about in the intro. It's terrifying that this continues to happen and people downplay our cause or ignore it or
blame us for our own hatred.
Yeah, blame us for our own hatred. And the thing is, like, yes, most Jews, we are going to have a connection with Israel. But the thing is, it's not black and white where, yeah, I have a connection with Israel, but it's not one of those things where, you know, everybody agrees with every single thing that happens, or sure. There's just so many ways that people conflate that being okay now. There's some form of resistance, and that's not resistance, what we saw happen on October 7th. Mm-hmm. That's disgusting. Mm-hmm. And the lack of attention that got, as far as it felt like people waited to post about, you know, about it until Israel did something, was really horrifying to see, because you can hold two things true at once. You cannot like things going on over there, but you can also recognize that October 7th was one of the most disgusting things that's happened in probably the last, 100 years, and you can recognize and feel empathy for the Jewish people and want them to be okay. And that really horrified me to see people just overall ignore that, or, wait a while to post and then start talking about how it's resistance. And that is clearly not resistance. That is disgusting behavior. And, to say the very least, I disgusting doesn't even go,
we lack words to describe, everything that we experience or, have learned about the situation, because it's beyond the humanity, or even like the worst nightmares I think most people could have. What was the reaction, when you were doing the Shabbat Angels program, what was the reaction of the people that you were walking? Any stories come to mind of, people's appreciation, or, what it felt like for them to see Jews from another part of the Jewish community noticing them, recognizing? Because I'll tell you, one of my friends from college is a Reform Jew. I remember during that same period of violence, it was feeling increasingly scary to be out wearing a skirt, covering my hair. My daughter was going to go meet some friends in a Midtown Manhattan kosher restaurant, and they were all wearing skirts. And I was nervous. I didn't know if I wanted her to kind of out herself like that in, a place where there was so much attention. And it felt, one of my friends heard that she was going, she said, "I'll walk her. I'll come out and walk your daughter," to and from the restaurant. So, and it was really touching to see that she noticed that. So what kind of a response, did you get from the people who took these services up?
Very, very positive response. I got to know a lot of Orthodox families. I went to their houses for Shabbat and got to learn a little bit more about them. And yeah, it was like you were saying earlier, it was my connection became stronger with the Orthodox community, and those walls definitely came down between my beliefs and theirs. And they were very, very accepting and very happy. A lot of them are, they're strong, right? They're like, you know what? I got myself, I'll walk myself home, but I do appreciate what you're doing. And there's a lot of strength there, and that's beautiful. And they were really supportive of what we were doing, and we got to really connect. And guess what? A lot of our volunteers were not even Jewish. It's where people saw something that, and that was beautiful. They saw something that was wrong, and they wanted to do their part. And a lot of it was the martial arts community. Remy and I both do martial arts. We both do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. We had a lot of people in the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu community, mixed martial arts, boxing, come out and spend some time. So I think that they were overwhelmed with gratitude for seeing other people, you know, not just us, but people from other communities that just wanted to help. And I would say that was, you know, one of the best parts was really connecting with our Orthodox brothers and sisters and getting to learn a little bit about their life and make a personal connection there. And they told us they, you know, they expressed their gratitude quite often, and that was great. You know, the only thing as far as response that still scared me was I had a lot of people who told me how horrible it was, told me how, and these are people like, if you never post about anything political or not even political, but anything like current events like this going on online, and you're a friend of mine, then I don't post about this, but I get it if you're not posting about this. You never post about anything. But if you're one of those people who's posting about every single cause, but the best you can do is send me a DM that says SMH, you know, shake my head at all the bad things going on, then why are you holding back? Because it doesn't fit some narrative of what's going to get you some social points by posting about why, you know? And that was what made me upset, where I'm like, I appreciate you DMing me, but you're somebody who posts about everything.
So this is back in 2021 when
that sort was of 2021. I mean, that still continued, right?
And that opened up your eyes as to what we were, maybe what the Jewish community had in store for us.
Yeah. And the response I get is people be like SMH or whatever in a DM. And I'm like, okay, but you post about everything else. Or I can't believe this is happening in 2021. I can't believe, you know, this is happening and, you know, continued into 2022. And I'm like, well, believe it. I'm telling you, you know, and then it continued. And then here we are today. And you still have the, I can't believe it's happening. Well, I've tried to tell you, you know, there's a lot of video evidence of this. There's a lot of proof of this going on. You can do a lot better than tell me you can't believe it's going on. If you are somebody who has been for every single cause but this one, because Jews, we have stood by many causes and have been extremely helpful because we've recognized the similarities between what we've gone through and what other groups have gone through. And to see that not reciprocated is heartbreaking.
So agree. Hollywood Jews, they are not the most outspoken Jews in general, although thankfully we are seeing, you know, an improvement since October 7th. What's your feeling on how Jews in the industry often handle these things? Because I'll tell you from my perspective, I noticed all these attacks happening in the last 3 years. I noticed Tree of Life, Mayim Bialik flew out. I noticed the hostage situation in the temple in Texas. That narrative didn't work out. It was the wrong narrative. So I saw Jews literally in a hostage situation and so much silence. You know, as a proud Jew who is speaking out on these issues, what do you think about sort of a lot of Hollywood Jews being less forthcoming with standing out proudly and speaking up for their people?
I get where I get where the fear is and I get where they're coming from. At the end of the day, that's not going to be the solution that works. Now, do you have to post every single day? I don't post every single day. I got to keep something for my mental health, right? But just even showing some form of solidarity. And I've been happily surprised by some people and, also disappointed in some others. It feels like it's always been something where they don't want to rock the boat. And the thing is, that's not going to be the way to, if they truly feel like they are losing favor with even within Hollywood, right? We see a lot of division there, or people who are not understanding of our cause. And it's sad for something that does have a lot of Jewish people involved with it from the very beginning, that there aren't more, that even as far as representation in media, right? You tend to see only kind of a few types of Jews in narrative content. I think that there's a lot missing there as well. So yeah, I mean, it hurts. It doesn't surprise me anymore. I guess I'm numb to it to a certain degree, but I just think that we could do better to unite. Now, what that might look like for every individual is different. Whether it's just donating their time, maybe they don't want to be more front facing. I can give some, understanding there. But to be completely like, yeah, it's bad, it's happening, but this or that or this, there's no buts to, things can exist. Even if you don't agree with what Israel's doing, you can still agree that nothing should be conflated and nobody should be hurt because of that. So I think that people don't find the nuance. They're scared. I wish they would speak up more. I wish they would speak up more for our cause, because a lot of them have spoken up for other causes. But it's something that, I mean, it's sad, but I just expect it at this point.
Because the interesting thing, I agree. The interesting thing is that there's this notion that Hollywood is so Jewish. It's the Jews run Hollywood, but it's with a certain filter. It's with a certain, you can only be a certain type of Jew. Is that a sense, because I've never worked in Hollywood. I'm trying to work on Hollywood. Do you get that messaging somewhere? I know that taking off for holidays or observing Shabbat is not something that Hollywood makes so easy for more observant Jews. So that sort of sends a certain message, certainly in our age of, added accommodations and inclusion, but not that type of Jew. But do you think that there's some messaging somewhere that you got along the way or picked up about, like, you can be this type of Jew, but not that type of Jew in Hollywood?
I think it's that's great, but and I don't want to call it a narrative that's very overarching. I would say it's just a sentiment that there's the good Jew, right? The like the and then that ex I don't even know how to be overall encompassing about that, but it's just not rocking the boat, I feel, has been kind of the narrative, if there's anything. And I've never understood that, because I think that, and then of course we hate the Jews run Hollywood thing. That's not true. There are a lot of Jews there, but hey, we were there from the beginning. And I always tell people, it's like if you have a great grandfather who did something, then your grandpa did it. And then, like there's a lot of times people just kind of stick in similar industries, I've noticed. And it's, I think people are so scared of that. Maybe it's a reaction to the narrative that we run things. I think that could be a huge player in that. But yeah, there's only a representation of a certain type of Jew, and I think a lot of people in the industry are quick to be like, I'm Jewish, and very much quick to stiff arm it on if it's, any religious notion of it. And for me, like, I have gotten a lot closer to God, Hashem, from 2021 on. I'm not gonna lie, it carries me, it carries me through, and I've noticed that there's a coldness there from the industry of, and that's not gonna help at all. That's not helping, and it's not gonna help at all. And I think that it probably is a reaction to worrying on carrying that stereotype forward. But then we notice things that don't paint us in the best light are coming out in Hollywood, and I think that we need to be really cognizant of that, because that has been creeping up in a lot of content if you've seen the last few years, whether it be
Oh,
films or,
I've seen.
I'm sure you've noticed.
I
And
counted.
good.
Look, I when we wrote our Motion Picture Academy letter, which we're so happy that you signed, I wrote the first draft. Our David Baddiel gave some important edits on it, including that most films about Jews are related to the Holocaust. And I hadn't noticed that until then. And then I started looking into it and I was shocked. I mean, I did Jewish films and it was like films in Berlin, films in Germany, films in Poland, films during World War II. And then I keep getting pitched or flagged this latest film about Jews. I think I've counted 8 films about the Holocaust came out in the last year, which is not to say that this isn't an important topic, but if this is all that we can produce, if we only see Jews dying, and then some of these Holocaust films don't even have Jews in them, like Jonathan Glazer's Zone of Interest didn't even have Jews in it. The Mark Ruffalo Holocaust film didn't even have Jews in it. It's really problematic. What I've also heard is that it's difficult to get positive Jewish content greenlit, that the studios are just not interested in showing those more authentic or proud Jewish stories. I'm not sure if that's anything you've ever tried.
I haven't come across that yet as far as the green lighting of it. I wouldn't be surprised because we don't see that, right? We see either the Holocaust or super, super religious Jews, and it's, you know, they've had some television about that. Or it's always like the like neurotic, like there aren't a lot of, I grew up in the suburbs of Los Angeles, and I would always get, you don't look Jewish. But there are a lot of Jews of very, very different backgrounds, and we don't see that. It's always like, oh, my bagel, and I'm nervous, and I love bagels. And like, it's awful. Like, there, you know, now who doesn't love a great bagel? Anyone, Jewish or non-Jewish, but it's just always like neuroses and this, and there's a certain weakness that's represented, or we are the butt of the joke.
So you're a producer today, you're an actor and you're a producer. Like, is this something with your deepened connection to Hashem, which I also, you know, found in my teen years, and it changed the course of my life. And I mean, boy, has it given me strength through this madness. Would you see yourself trying to bring maybe a character that we'd like to see to life? Could that be a future project for you?
Absolutely. I would love to see that. I would love to see the different backgrounds and more of a diverse look at what being a Jew means and how many different types of Jews there are. I'd love to bring something like that. I just need, you know, probably the right project. But in the meantime, my goal is, I've connected with a lot of the Jews I've met through, sadly, all the horrible things going on, but, you know, a greater connection with our community. And there are several I'm looking to collaborate on and put stuff out there together. And I think that is a strength as well, because the more of us working together who do want to stand tall, then ultimately the we are creative people, we are prolific in creating more than one thing, that ultimately some really, really good television and film will follow, that isn't representative of a small amount or plays into stereotypes about being well-to-do or neurotic or, you know, whatever it may be, which has always bugged me, because, you know, there are just so many different types of Jews, and we are not trembling, you know, which here with trembling knees, we are not the butt of jokes always. Now, we have dealt with things with humor, then that is great, but we also need to have a certain backbone when it comes to how we let ourselves be represented.
100%. And I think everything that you're saying about, you know, this Shabbat Angel program, to come back to that, to, you know, to walk with strength and courage and solidarity and, you know, your own personal journey of drawing strength and comfort in a relationship with Hashem, like all that could be on the screen if we work towards projects like that. So I'm going to add you to my list now of people that I'm going to pitch things to when they come across our desk, because people are sending us ideas, and we want to see this get made, and we want to bring these positive and strong and proud Jewish feelings that we're all having to life, so that they can get amplified, and the way that we see ourselves as a people, the way that we self-identify. If that could be on the screen, the effects of that in how Jews view themselves, you know, around the world could be world-changing. So thank you for being part of the solution on the micro level, and maybe hopefully on the macro level too.
Yeah, no problem. I just want to see that. I didn't get to see a lot of positive representation growing up, whether it was the Holocaust or whether it was always playing into our weaknesses or our stereotypes, I would like to see that because I would like the future generation to be more proud of where they come from.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. It was so lovely chatting with you. And I hope there'll be more things to chat about. And
definitely have to sidebar on some things. So we'll definitely have to talk.
Exactly. And thanks so much for listening. You can catch us same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.